review of where we're up to in Tefillah B'Tzibur. So our Gemara started off with a fun story with Rav Avia. He's sick. He misses Shir, and a few things come up, right? He's basically, "Oh, why aren't you in Shir?" And he says, "Oh, well, I couldn't go into Shir because I was sick." And then Abaya is like, "That's a terrible excuse. Why didn't you? Why were you sick? Right? Why didn't you? I don't know." Like he's like really, he's like, "Oh, I was starving and hungry and I wasn't feeling well." He says, "Well, why didn't you eat?" He says, "Asur adam letem kodem kodem shitbal tefillah. You can't eat before you daven." Yes, that's one question that we're gonna come back to, right? What can you eat? Can you eat before davening? Then he says, "Okay, well, why don't you just daven, right? Daven and then eat." Oops, sorry. So he says, "Oh, v'lo sar lamar hadiv amar of Yochanan asur la'adam shiyaktim tefillatel tefillat tzibur." You don't hold by this mimer that you're not allowed to be makdim your tefillat tzibur. You can't have davening go first. So amar lei lav itmar la amar Rabbi Abba b'tzibur gshanu. So he says, you're not allowed to daven, like, or daven before the tzibur, okay? So if the davening is at 8, you can't go and daven at, 7:30, b'yichidus. He says, no, that's only if you're actually with the tzibur, okay? If you're in shul, then you can't, like, daven Shmoneh Esrei early and zip out, but, or Musaf early and zip out. But if you're not, there's no problem, okay? So two questions. One is, what's the nature of the second din, the ma'isa of you can't be makdim your tefillah to the tefillah tzibur when you're with them? And two is, right, is there a chuvah, right, to daven with the tzibur, both with the tzibur as in a minyan, and two is with the tzibur, right, when the tzibur is daven? And where does that come from? So what is tefillah tzibur? What is, right, davening, let's say, with a minyan? Is it, how much does that change davening? Okay, so one of the questions is it a chova? Is it a rishus? Is it just a bonus? Right? How much do you actually need to do it? And two is, what impact does it have on your on tefillah? Right? How does it change things? How does it modify things, etc.? Okay, right. So, right off the bat, right? You could say no. It's totally the same tefillah, right? Tefillah B'Tzibur is the same classic tefillah that we know until now, right? But there's some benefits, right? There's some things that you gain, you walk out with when you daven B'Tzibur, or the tefillah itself is different, right? Is somehow transformed. Okay, so the Gemara in Brachos says one benefit of tefillah B'Tzibur, tefillah. Okay. That davening is heard better, is nitkabel better in a Beit Knesset, right? Because it says lishma l'rina, right? With the singing, right? Hashem listens to the singing and the tefillah, and Rashi there kind of emphasized the rina, the singing part. Beit Knesset omrim hatzibur shirot kol arev. It's actually really nice, very little bit, a little more Hasidish than I'm comfortable with almost. But Rashi's like, oh, right, there's beautiful davening, there's good singing, and that's very uplifting. And your tefillah is a better tefillah, and it's more niskabel, right? So davening in shul is important, not necessarily because there's something fundamentally transformative about the actual tefillah, but being in the presence of this tzibur that's singing beautifully the tefillos, right, is uplifting. And therefore, right, the davening itself is a better davening. Okay, so first time, and second, and this we'll get into a little bit more in a minute. Just throw it out there. One kind of way to look at it is the classic: right, you have a minion there, and if you have a minion, then you have Barovam Hadras Melech. Okay, so it's kind of like two ways. Rashi emphasizes the Mirageshi Yoter, right, the Kol Arev, that your davening's better. Another way to kind of look at it is less, it's not necessarily about your particular davening, but in general, there's the general inyan, the general value of Berovam Hadras Melech, and that having people daven together is a nicer, more beautiful sort of way of doing mitzvos in general and of giving shiros and tishbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So far, so good. Okay. Minayin la'asara shemitpalelin sheshchina imahem. right? That when you have a minion, the Shechina is Shoreh. Okay? Now that already is a little bit more of a, again, this is a little bit tricky, but to use quantitative or qualitative, but it sounds like that, right, there's already a change. It's not necessarily in the tefillah, right? But there is something fundamentally new here, right? The Shechina is Shoreh on you. And therefore, your tefillah is not just to Hashem, who's, you know, way up in Shemayim, but Hashem's Shechina is actually Shoreh on the minyan, right? On the on Asar b'Yisrael Shechina imahem, and therefore your tefillah is better or is more nitkabel because you're davening right directly with Hashra'as Shechina. Okay, brachas davchet minayin she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mo'es b'tefillatan shel rabim. When there's tefillat ha'rabim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mo'es b'tefillatam, doesn't ignore their tefillah. Shneamar, hein el kabir lo yimas, uchtiv, pado b'shalom nafshi mikerev li. Okay, so Hashem is not mo'es, doesn't reject, or doesn't ignore the tefillah of the tzibur. When the tzibur comes together, Hashem listens to their tefillos. So another reason to daven b'tzibur, again, this is, it's like a force multiplier, or it's better because Hashem's got to listen to your tefillah. Okay, so it's not quite a different cheftishol tefillah, right? But it's not just that. Oh, it's the same tefillah, but it's nicer, right? There's some sort of change or trend, right? Or something new that's present that otherwise isn't present, right? Hashra'as Hashchina, Hashem has to be mekabel the tefillah of the tzibur. It's not mo'es the tefillah of the tzibur, right? But it's not like there's a new cheftishol tefillah. So it's very helpful to have brisker terminology here. Right, in a lot of sugyas, it's like okay, you could get along without, but being able to say, oh, the cheftas tefillah is the same, right? But the you know the tefillah is, or the circumstance of the tefillah are transformed, is very very useful. Right? It makes it a lot easier to describe what we're trying to say. So it's not just oh, the exact same tefillah. It's not the same. Just you're going to have more kavana. You're doing it nicer, right? There is something new here. Right, but something new is not in the Chafzah Shel Tefillah. Okay, then there's kind of like an additional Gemara, which we'll kind of skim through. This will be there last time, and it's quite long, but basically, it's actually just fun. There are a lot of Gemaras in Brachos where like Amoraim are giving each other Musar for not like coming to Shir, or coming to Minyan. Right, it's like very, you know, there's a lot of looking over your shoulder. You don't get to like just listen to recordings back then. There's like a big change. Like, let's see now, like, you know, you can listen to the recording, so it's like fine. Like back then, there's no recording, so it was like you didn't show up to shear, like boom, like you know, like you know, Amar Rav Yitzchak Rav Nachman, my time alo asimar lebei kanishto tzluyeh. Why weren't you at Minyan today? You know, it's like the mashgiach in, you know, in yeshiva, like coming down and be like, oh, you missed Minyan today, were you? Right, so they're much more like, you know, much more bikurti, much more like, you know, nose to the grindstone, back in the day. So my say tefillah, oh, so he says, oh, well, you know, whatever. I think he was sick, right? So he says, okay, so why don't you have the chazan come, or the, you know, and tell you when we're going to get to Shmoneh Esrei, so you could daven at the same time, right? It says im atayet ratzon b'shasha tzibur mitpalim. Now this is really interesting, right? Because this is like a great kind of like other option or twist on the option. So far, everything we've been thinking about, right, has been in the context of actually davening with the tzibur, right? Is it the same tefillah, but there's some sort of, but it's more meragesh, it's more bravam? So then, right, that's dependent on being with the tzibur. The fact that there's a tzibur somewhere davening at the same time isn't very helpful, right? If it's the same, a different, a whole new cheftas tefillah when you daven b'tzibur, right? So again, if the tzibur's over there and I'm over here and I'm not with them, so of course it doesn't transform my cheftas tefillah, right? But if there's some sort of unique ma'amad of the tzibur, at first glance, right, at first thought, I would also say, well, if you're not with them, it doesn't help you, right? The hashras shechina doesn't help you because you're not there. And in Hashem mo'es b'tefillah as a tzibur doesn't necessarily help you because, well, you're also not there, right? But if I had to say, well, suddenly we're telling that there's a value in davening at the same time as it's Tzibur even without them, right? What that does is, well, wait a second, maybe, right, this Ein Hashem Mois B'Tfilas HaTzibur actually is may be applicable even if you're not in the same place as the Tzibur. If you're davening at the same time as the Tzibur, right, you can kind of like tap into that and say, well, yeah, but my tefillah is the same tefillah as the Tzibur, and I'm davening with the Tzibur, so I'm also in that ma'amad of Eitz Ratzon, right? The Tzibur creates an Eitz Ratzon, and then you're davening at the same time, and it allows you to tap into that, right? So that's actually a great nafkamina, which would support this idea of like the tefillah of the Tzibur. Even if it's not necessarily personal, right? But it creates a special ma'amad of the tzibur, of Eitz Ratzon, of Ein Hashem Mois B'Tfilas HaTzibur, even when you're not actually necessarily there. Okay, back to the first theory or the first perspective. Minayin she'en hayachid omer kedusha shenemar nikdashti b'toch bnei Yisrael kol davar shebekedusha lo yehi pachot me'asara. Is this Gemara? So basically, you can only do Dvarim Shebekdusha with a minyan, right? Right? So Nitkdashli din of like saying also Dvar Shebekdusha and Kiddush Hashem, Basara are all connected to this idea of being Mekadosh Hashem Bifnei the Tzibur, and Dvar Shebekdusha you can only do with a minyan. In which case, you just have a huge bonus, right? You get to do something new because you have a minyan, which is Davar Shebekdusha, right? So there's a second, it's going Rashi. This famous case in Brachos Daf Mem Zayin, where, right, Lazar, right? Oh, why can you do that? So answer, well, Lidvar mitzvah shiny, you're allowed to be Meshacher your Eved, even though generally that's also for Dvar mitzvah. Mitzvah haba b'aveira, mitzvah derabim shiny. There's a mitzvah derabim here, right? Being mashlim the minyan. So what's the mitzvah? So Rashi says, what's the mitzvah derabim? Lahutzi rabim yidei chovatam b'kedusha. Right? Why do you create a minyan? Basically, because now you can do kedusha, right? So for Rashi, like the big value added, the huge right bonus is Kedusha, right? Is that you could say Kaddish and Kedusha and those things which you otherwise wouldn't be able to do without a minyan. And I think, right, this is Rashi Lishita, though, right? Both Omrim Devarshim Kedusha and the Kol Arev emphasis, right? Rashi brings both of those sugyos to this more, it's the same tefillah, right? We're not transforming something, right? But there are extra things that you can do. There are bonuses or enhancements to the tefillah when you daven with a minyan. But for Rashi, it's not like, oh, there's like something new happening when you daven with a minyan. Okay? Just like a very interesting, or just like a good, someone who says it super explicitly, Davudram, right, basically says, oh, Kama gadol schar mispa'ol im hatzibur, ki mispa'ol tefillah achash mispa'ol imayim nechsheves lo schar ki mispa'ol erev bavoker v'tzaraim biyachid. It's like davening all the tefillah, like, shachas mincha maariv, when you daven with a minyan. And then he says, why? Right? And then he goes through, he says, oh, well, because you daven tefillah salachash, you say shmoneh esrei, right? So you say 19 brachos, and then you listen to chazarat hashatz, and then you say amen to the chazarat hashatz. So it's like each one you get triple credit, right? Because you davened la'achash and you said, listen, the shomei ka'one, and you said amen. Right? So on one hand, right, he's like very, very like, re'ei kama gadol schar mispa'ol ha'tzibur. On the other hand, right, it's like, oh, okay, because it's like you get three times as many points, right? But it's just quantitatively more, right? It's not like there's some fundamental difference between tefillah b'tzibur and tefillah hatz and davening b'chidus. Okay, on the other hand, right, Tosas here, when he talks about what is this mitzvah derabim, He says that tefillah is the mitzvah derab, right? Not the dvarim shebekedusha. Again, not necessarily like a great raya. On the other hand, in contrast to Rashi, it does really sound more like, oh yeah, tefillah itself is the mitzvah. Okay, and the Chayadam, just much later, but just he says it very explicitly, Ikara tefillah b'tzibur, ki tefillah yudchet. Right, so the Chayadam is like, no, it's not just about Kaddish and Kedusha, right? The davening together is the tefillah b'tzibur, right? Tefillah b'tzibur is the tefillah itself that you do b'tzibur, right? Is transformed, okay? But there's a third option, which is, right, it could be Kaddish and the Dvarim of Kedusha. It could be, right, the Chayadam, it's the tefillah b'lachash, b'yachad, right? It's the in Hashem, moed b'tzibur, etc. But we see the Rambam, and then I'll get to Tila's question. Rekita hi tefillat hatzibur, yehei echad mitpalel bekol ram, v'hakol shomin, ve'ein osin kein b'pachot me'asara gdolim u'bnei chorin, u'shliach tzibur echad mehen. Right, what is tefillat hatzibur? Right, it's the when someone davens bekol ram and everyone else is listening. It's chazarat hashatz. That's the tefillah b'tzibur. Yeah, Tila.
I wonder if maybe I should let you continue because I think you were about to answer my question. I'm just having a hard time looking at Dvarim Shebekdusha as being under the umbrella of Otso HaTfila.
So, yeah.
Is it like all the rest of the davening is the normal davening, but then we have these like special moments that are enabled by those 10 people there? Because even in that case, that would feel. I'm just having a hard time seeing it. Like, it can be the same. Plus an attachment, but even then, like, how would it be the same thing?
So, yeah, I guess I should make this a little clear, right? What is the status of the tefillah? Right? What does that do to tefillah when it's b'tzibur? You're right if there's this extra mitzvah, let's call it an extra mitzvah, right? Or extra mitzvah points, or this extra special thing that you can do, right? Which is awesome and important. So you get to do Kedusha, but the tefillah itself hasn't changed, right? Everything other than Kedusha stays the same, hasn't been modified, right? You had davening b'yachidus at home. You have davening, in theory, there's a nafkumina, right? Which is, let's say the following, right? Let's say you could go to, this is actually not such a crazy example. You could go to the 7 o'clock minyan and then have to leave at 7:30 after Shmoneh Esrei, but before they do Chazaras HaShatz, right? And go catch a bus, train, whatever, to wherever. Or you could go early and take a bus, train, wherever, or right, and then or sorry, you can go to the 6:30 minyan or whatever. You take a bus, train, and then you get to wherever you're going, and you can catch Kaddish and Kedusha in this other place, right? But not Shmoneh Esrei and not davening, right? Or let's say you daven early, and then you can get Kaddish and Kedusha, with this other minion, right? So there, your tefillah you did alone, and then you're able to get Kaddish and Kedusha somewhere else, right? Or let's say for whatever reasons you're not able to daven with a minion, should you really be like, oh, well, all the things that we say about tefillah b'tzibur are really about being able to say Kaddish and Kedusha, or the main thing is Kaddish and Kedusha, so I daven b'yachidus, and now I'm going to do Kaddish and Kedusha, right? But then that would be like the biggest nafkamina is if you had to choose between them, which really is not actually so crazy, right? You have like, you go to one of these minion factories, and it's like you can, and sometimes you can choose, right? You kind of can do one or the other. What do you do? Right, but the Kaddish and Kedusha would be like an additional thing, but your tefillah is the same regular tefillah. Answer your question.
Yeah, I think so. It's just interesting though, because then you have a separate thing.
Yeah. And then
Does it
there's an interesting
remind
question
you
of like, what
of?
is the, what are those separate things, right? What is Kaddish and Kedusha, and how, how do we look at them? Are they like, oh, nice? Are they like, wow? Right? It's kind of crazy because it comes from where's the Lashon? I just didn't find the actual. V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael is actually where it's like a super duper, like, as a pasuk, it's like super important. Pasuk, and it talks about like the concept of Kiddush Hashem and like the idea of like you're chayav to be Harei Bal Yavor for being over on a mitzvah the Rabbim, right, and Shas HaShmad and all those things are all also learned out from V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, right? So it could mean like, wow, Kedusha is amazing, right? It's like this opportunity without having to be Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. To be right, Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Berabin. That's huge.
So, sorry, remind me, where would you place the Gemara with the Zimun of the idea of mitzvah to rabbim? Like, is do you think there's a? I guess I'm asking in terms of reading that into tefillah in
Okay.
general, with Dvarim Shebikdusha
Well,
specifically. Do you think
this one's about a minyan. This one's not about Zimun. The Zimun part is the
Oh,
beginning of the Gemara. Yeah.
sorry, the
Yeah,
sugya
it's a little
involving,
confusing. The interesting,
yeah.
the very interesting question is the Gemara kind of it goes back and forth about when you want to be mashlim, right? Can you can nashim or ketanim be mashlim la'asara for a zimun for a minyan, right? Can you for a thing? Okay, so you can't for a zimun. Can you for a minyan? Can you use a katan for a minyan if he's holding a sefer Torah? There's like, which is super interesting, like super duper interesting, to really like try to like dive into that. Like, why would each one be different? Like the idea that you could be mashlim la'asara without exactly having the whole thing, but like you have some of or most of. Like, why would that be good enough or not be good enough? It's very, very interesting. Cause like I'm a stickler of a brisker. It's like, great, you have it, you don't have it, right? There's like a formal like Hagdara, and either it fits the Hagdara or it doesn't fit the Hagdara, right? And you see in the Gemara is like, oh, we have nine. Like we gotta like have a way to like, get you over that like, that like last yard. And you see like in the Rishonim, some of them are like absolutely not, like no, like a, the Maskan of the Gemara is definitely that like you need a Sarah, you need a Sarah, and some of the Rishonim are like, oh yeah, like so I think part of that is what are we trying to get, okay? If the minion is there as like a Hashras HaShchina, so then maybe you can kind of find a way to like boost it over the finish line, I think, right? Like, oh, you have a Sefer Torah. Well, Sefer Torah is Kadosh, right? And has Kedusha, and you have 10 people, and 9 of them are Baruch Yuvas. So, maybe you have Hashras HaShchina. And if it's like a din, I think of like, oh, like of representing the Tzibur, right? So then it's just like, much more legal, right? Then it's like, oh, you have, if like, I don't know, 10, you need 10 members of the city council, like having 9 members of the city council and I don't know, like a city employee doesn't help you if you need 10 members of the city council to sign off on something, right? I know there's a position of alderman. I don't know what they actually do, but it sounds like it feels like that's sort of the thing that they like, you're like, oh, you need the city alderman to like sign off on something like that. You need X number, and if you don't have it, you just don't have it. Right? On the other hand, there are some things like in the police or in the army where it's like, oh, the rule is you can only, put up a roadblock if you have X number of people. Right? But it's like, oh, but like b'shas adchak, which is always because you never have enough people to actually follow the rule. So what you can do is you can do this and this, as long as like as long as like someone from a rank of whatever signs off on it, right? So then it's like, oh, like there's like a proper procedure, and then you can kind of, finagle it when you need to, right? That's more when it's like, oh, the proper thing to do is like, oh, or, this is like the right way to do it. But so I think the more this is like, again, we're getting distracted, but this is a fascinating topic. Right, the more that for Tefillah B'Tzibur, we're trying to say, oh, well, in Hashem Mois B'Tfilas HaTzibur, right? Or when the Tzibur davens, there's like an Eitz Ratzon. So I think there you have a lot more wiggle room, right? And if Dvarim Shebekdusha are really connected to that, it's like, oh, okay, well, we have a lot of people, right? So maybe. And if it's like, no, there's like a formal, like, this is, let's say, tefillah, there's like a change in the tefillah, right? This is something different because this is the tzibur, right? It starts, if it's like, oh, I have people davening, and then if they're davening and there's the tzibur, so then I can add something in, right? Then I can plus one. So then it's a lot easier to get there because you already have the tefillah part. If you think that there's like something totally different, like we're starting with the tzibur and then the tzibur is davening, right? And that's like a whole different story. So you need to have the tzibur first in order to do it, and then you don't have the wiggle room. We'll get back to it a little bit. Let's just do the Rambam first, because the Rambam, right, over here says, right, they kind of changed the picture. And this is funny because this is kind of how we normally think, even though it's actually, I think it's a huge kiddush of the Rambam, because Pashtus in the Gemara is what? What's like the whole idea of Chazaras to Shatz is for who?
People who can't read themselves.
Right. It's for people who don't know how to daven themselves. Although it's actually not necessarily people who can't read, because the by back then they didn't even have Siddurim, right? Siddurim didn't exist yet. Right? You like so it's actually even a much higher, like you have to know it by heart already. So it's there for people who don't know how to daven by heart. But it's really just a way to help people daven. At least that's the that's the Pashtus or the Mashmas, right? But the Rambam's saying here, no. Right? What is Tfilat HaTzibur? Okay, the Rav makes a huge deal of the fact that he calls it Tfilat HaTzibur. And I think that's super gishmak, right? It's not Tfilah B'Tzibur, right? I think it's a great diuk. There's davening with the Tzibur, and there's Tfilas HaTzibur, right? One is you're davening, you as an individual are davening with the Tzibur. And the other is the Tzibur is davening. This is the tefillah of the tzibur, and as a chefza, right? It's tefillas hatzibur, and it's transformative, right? So, kitzat tefillat hatzibur, yeah, echad mitpalel bikol ram. We normally think of it as chazarat hashatz. Ve'in osin kein. At first, it was an interesting discussion, right? Question which came up earlier in the year: is the shliach tzibur part of that? Part of the 10, right? But the Rambam makes very clear you can't finagle, right? It's got to be you started off with Asar Gedolim B'nei Chorin, because otherwise, because it's Tfilat HaTzibur. You first have a Tzibur, right? You have a Tzibur who's chayev in, right? The like the public tefillah, the public like it's like avoda in the mikdash. You have this general chiyuv, and then you own, once you have that, then you can do tefillat hatzibur. Okay, so to drive that a little bit further, the Maril is the hatfila hainu avoda nami es mechenu rabbanan atmidin gam hismichu otam chachamim al korbanot atamid. Halamata, kesheshliach tzibur mitpalel o makriv korban shel tzibur, im amir enam chafetzim ba'avodato, heich yotzin. Maril has a fascinating question. Let's say someone like grabs the amud and nobody wants him there. Right? There's this guy who everyone hates, okay? And he's a nasty guy, and he davens super fast or super slow. See, I put super fast first as if it was something I'm against. Right? And nobody wants him there. Right? Is he able to be the shliach tzibur b'dieved? So if it's tfilas hayachid, and there's just one guy who's kind of leading it for everybody, so maybe yeah, right? It's not nice; he's a bad guy. But just because he is bad guy doesn't mean he is bad tefillah, right? But the Maril says no, right? Unless he's in order to be shliach hatzibur, you actually need to be the shliach of the tzibur. They need to want you there, right? Because just like the korban tzibur needs to be brought by the shliach of the tzibur. Okay. Now, one super interesting, right? It really brings the idea that it's the tfilat hatzibur. But secondly, what else does this give us in terms of like thinking or understanding or wrapping our head around tfilat hatzibur? Because so far so good, right? Fantastic, super cool idea. This idea that there's like tfilas hayachid and there's like a heft of tfilas hatzibur, right? The Rambam is really trying to st saying there's a different heft of tfilah when you dive in bitzibur. But where would we get that idea from? What would it be connected? So, if we think about it, right? If we go back to Tfilos Avos Tiknum, or Tfilos Keneged Tmidim, right? If it's Keneged Avos, so it's very personal, right? There's my Tfila, and there's Avram's Tfila, and there's Yitzchak's Tfila, and there's Yaakov's Tfila, and they're all different, and they're unique, and right? It's very, very personal, and it's individual, right? It's not like communal. Tzadshini, if it's connected to Tmidim, those are Korban Tzibur, right? You can't bring your own Korban Tamid, right? You can try, but the Kohen will probably like stone you with a Srogim or something, right? You can't just bring your own Korban Tamid. So how do we, if we say, oh, Tefillah is connected to Korbanos, one says, oh, okay, yeah, right? But you're not actually bringing Korban Tamid, so you can daven and great, you're Yotz, Adrav, it's like kind of you have a bonus that they didn't have Vizman Korban Tamid because you could just bring it yourself, right? But maybe the idea is there's really two separate dinim going on, and that's perfect because the Rambam says, right, there's Tefillah B'Lachash and there's Chazaras HaShatz, and Tefillah B'Tzibur, where everyone davens together, right, where there's the Chazan davening, maybe, right, the Rambam doesn't say this. But he just kind of, he creates this idea of tefillah hatzibur. Maybe that's gufa, right? Tefillah can I get to meet him? So you have korban tzibur, and then the korban tefillah sayachid, right? Even if it's bitzibur, is right? Can I get avos and can I get korbanos? Is this idea of tefillah hatzibur where the tzibur as a whole comes in as makriv a korban, right? Or is maybe tefillah? That also would explain the idea of like, right? There's a very rigid, very like, oh, there's like. Like a standard of all, how many people and which people do you need in order to have like a chiyuv, in order to be maybe tefilas hatzibur, right? Just like only kohanim can bring the tamid and they have to do the pious in order to see who's the shliach of the tzibur in order to do it, and then who gets to be shliach hatzibur, right? Now everyone fights over it for like, oh, I have your side, and then they start punching each other out, but. Really, it's not about the yachid. It's not about what you want. It's about someone who's genuinely the shliach of the tzibur. Okay, so the Rav, just in general, he says this like, is his idea of this whole tefillas hayachid versus tefillas hatzibur. And I think it really ties in nicely to this idea of avos and korbanos. It's tefillas hatzibur, not tefillah shel asara yechidim, ela the separate heftzah shel Hashliach tzibur mitfalel al shem hatzibur, v'hayachid ino sheino baki yotze bitfilah. Right, it's he kind of gives us a nafku mina is that when you're yotze. With Tfilat Hatzibur, you're not being Yotze through Shomea Kona, which is a huge, huge bonus because I don't know about you guys, but let's just say I'm not sure if I would be, if it was Midin Shomea Kona, I probably would not be Yotze Chazaras HaShatz most days, right? Bezrat Hashem, one day I will be on the Madriga where I could say, oh, if it was Midin Shomea Kona, I would be Yotze. But says the Rav, like, oh, don't worry, Avigdor, you're not doomed because. The reason why you're not is not because of Shomea Kone, right? It's because you're there as a mishtatef in the Tfilas HaTzibur. Now, the Rav happens to have been like super like, no, because it's Filas and Sibor, you need to be standing with your feet together and like listening to every focused on every word. But I think you can also use it Lekula and say, no, but since there's a Tfilas HaTzibur happening and you're present, so you're actually able to be Yotzi the Tfilas HaTzibur, even if you're not necessarily fully focused. Because it's not really working, Mishome, right? You're part of the Tzibur whose Shliach is being maybe Tfilas HaTzibur, so you're Yotzi. Okay? And just, right, kind of like the comparison of the different paradigms of Tfilah. You have Varmata Alahem, like Korban Tamid, being brought by the representatives of the Tzibur as a corporate entity. And then there's the personal tefillah, right? It's like she's not even she's moving her lips, she's not even making a sound. It's like totally personal. You can't even other people can't even hear it, right? So you have this like tefillah derachami of the tefillahs hayachid, and I think we can add it more that when you daven with the tzibur, right? Here's my question, or here's my question and answer. We had a few Gemaras, right? It wasn't just one Gemara. It was like, oh, you daven with the tzibur, and then you have like a heft of tefillas at tzibur, right? We had a Gemara that said that tefillah is nishma with when you're with the tzibur, and we had a Gemara which said that tefillah in Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu moes tefillas shel tzibur, and we had Hashem Shorah Shechina the tzibur when there's a tzibur, right? And we had a din of Kol Arev, when you do Tfilah B'Tzibur, and we have this din of Tfilas HaTzibur, right? So, which one's right? And the answer, I think, is they're all right. He's right, and he's right. They can't both be right. And the answer is they're also right. Right? Is that there are different elements in Tfilah. So there's Tfilah B'Tzibur, when the Yechidim come together and daven together, right? When I was a Rav Nachman, I'm trying to remember who, I remember who was getting mussered. I'm really Rav Yitzchak, the Rav Nachman, right? When Rav Yitzchak was telling that Rav Nachman that he should be davening at home at the same time as the Tzibur, right? How does that work? Why would that work? Right? That's definitely not midin karbanos of tefillat ha-Tzibur, right? That you're being makriv tefillat ha-Tzibur biyachad, right? But it is a din. There is a din of tefillah. Tzibur, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel your tefillah biyachad with the rest of the tzibur, right? An eis ratzon of the tzibur davening together. And when you daven with the rest of the tzibur, even your tefillahs yachid, right? There's hashras hashina, right? And that's transformative in your tefillah. And the kol arev is very uplifting, right? I'm softening in my old age on the whole singing during davening thing. Right? It's these are different. Different components, right? And each one of them is an important part of tefillah b'tzibur or tefillah b'tzibur and tefillas ha'tzibur. Okay. Now, the only downside of this is that if they're both right, it doesn't necessarily give us a clear answer to what to do in the case where you can either do right tefillah with the tzibur or be around for chazaretz hashatz, right? Or for kedusha, right? It doesn't necessarily. Explain like which one you should do because which one is more pressing, right? Could be also if they're going to have a minyan, so they're like being mocked over the korban tzibur, so you personally maybe should go with the kol arev, right? And you should do like your tefillah sayachid with the tzibur, even if you're not going to get chazaretz hashatz, as long as there will be chazaretz hashatz, right? That adds an interesting element because it's tefillah. HaTzibur, maybe the Chazaretz HaShatz part and the Tfilas HaTzibur part need to happen, but they don't necessarily need you. Okay? Is it a Chuvah or a Rishas? Should I just stop? I'll stop. No, I'm going to stop here. But that's kind of opens up the next question, right? Which is, is Tfilah B'Tzibur or Tfilas HaTzibur the Chuvah or Rishas? Right. One thing is, the more that it's B'Tzibur and it's a modifier on your tefillah, Pashas is that would be more of a Rishus, something that you should do. It's important to do. Maybe even a big nu-nu-nu if you don't. Maybe that's enough to make it a Gehovah, right? But if it's Vilas as Sivir, then maybe you have to make it happen. On the other hand, maybe you don't have to make sure it happens. You just have to make sure that it happens, right? Because it's like a carbon seaboard. You need to make sure that it gets taken care of and that there is, and you should be involved as much as you can. But what's important is that it happens and not necessarily that you be the one to do it. So leave that open and get back to that different time. And this we kind of spoke about, and I do not want to go way over. So I will stop here. Shkaya.